Speaking from Salem, Tamil Nadu, India, where the good news for our devotees in this state is that the state government has announced that from August the 1st, the lockdown caused by the coronavirus will be relaxed to the extent that places of worship will be open to the public with certain restrictions, that people can only come one at a time, they have to have 6 foot social distancing. And that's great, isn't it? It's just before Balaram Purnima and Janmashtami, so we can have a Janmashtami festival with inviting the public. That's the good news maybe, but the bad news, at least for devotees here, is that the temple president, well, you have to think whether it's bad news or good news. The temple president has said, no, we're not going to open up. We're going to keep it closed. We're not going to allow the public to come in, and even devotees, we might allow our congregational member devotees, maybe one family a day can come to the temple like that, no more. Now, that might seem very harsh and overly restrictive. What's the point? If the government says it's okay, it should be okay. But one thing is, especially for Janmashtami, how can we control the crowds with social distancing and this and that? Another thing is, it's best not to take the risk. Recently, the Tirupati Balaji Temple, the most popular Vaishnava temple in India, in the world, opened up. After 7 days, they closed again. But in the meantime, 120 priests had been infected with coronavirus. The head priest died from it, and his chief assistant is on a ventilator. So why take the risk? These lives are meant for serving Krishna. This is Krishna in the form of time manifesting in this unwelcome way. We have to wait until this passes over, until we can return to normalcy. It's a long wait. Devotees must be very eager to again come to the temple, but it just makes sense not to open up. And I'm saying this for the local devotees here, and I also recommend that at least those devotees who are serving under my direction, who are overseeing temples, better keep things closed, better be safe. Ultimately, safety is at the lotus feet of Krishna, but Krishna has also given some intelligence to use in his service. Hare Krishna, go on chanting Hare Krishna at home, wherever you can. We look forward to when the temples can open up fully and everyone can dance and chant and serve together again as usual. But we want, as much as Krishna allows, that we'll all be here and not the subject of memoriam services. Hare Krishna. Dante nidhaya churnakam padaya nipatya. Kritva chakaku shatam etat aham bravimi heis sadavasakala eva vihaya durat chaitanya chandra charane kuruta anuragaha ancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubi avichapatita nam pavade bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha.